Last Saturday, during his weekly radio broadcast, while recreating in Hawaii during a 17-day, multi-million-dollar, taxpayer-funded vacation, President Obama blasted Republicans for leaving Washington during the Christmas holiday. He said they left work undone. Talk about chutzpah. There's nothing good that anyone can say about Republican or any other kind of Congress critter, but Barack Obama questioning other Washington politicians' work ethic is like a duck calling a goose foul. Never mind the absurdity of being in Hawaii while accusing other people of taking a vacation. The timing was peculiar for another reason. When the president finally stopped body surfing and golfing and returned to Washington, the White House announced that he wouldn't have his budget done on time. Again. This is the fifth time Obama has had to submit a presidential budget request to Congress, and the fourth time it will be late. According to the Budget and Accounting Act of 1921, the president is supposed to get his budget to Congress by the first Monday in February. Last year, he was 65 days late. One year, he was 98 days late. Like Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak, that's a record that will never be broken. In January of 2002, by comparison, even after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, even while making plans for invading Afghanistan, George Bush submitted his budget on time. It sounds harsh to call the current president of the United States lazy, but he broached the subject by calling out Republicans, so let's be blunt. The man has never worked at anything in his life. He couldn't even make himself work on those autobiographies that propelled him into national prominence. In 1990, based solely on his being elected the first black president of the Harvard Law Review, Simon & Schuster gave him a $125,000 advance to write a memoir. Being a married man with no job at the time, that must have been a welcome chunk of money, but he wrote nothing. He went to Bali with Michelle. That was probably fun, just like Hawaii, especially with all that money in his pocket. Simon & Schuster finally canceled the contract. Obama is infamous for the number of times he plays golf, expensive family vacations, and the time and effort he puts into filling out brackets for the NCAA basketball tournament. He actually does a TV special every year where he submits his bracket to ESPN and talks about the upcoming basketball games. He gets that done on time. Last year, his basketball bracket was done even though the budget was still unfinished. In other words, not only is he lazy, he's shameless. Meanwhile, the stuff we hired him to do doesn't get done. Sometimes he doesn't even bother showing up. When the American consulate in Benghazi was under attack, an attack that came in two waves and lasted about 7 hours, Obama was absent for all of it. They told him about the attack when it started, and that's the last they heard from him. Apparently, nobody knows for sure, he ate dinner, watched some TV like he normally does, and went to bed. Not only didn't he show up, he didn't talk to the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, or the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. In military terms, he was AWOL that night. When the president is lazy, stuff that needs doing doesn't get done. Look at the Keystone Pipeline. We're pumping oil and gas out of North Dakota and Alberta almost faster than we can use it, but the pipeline to carry it to Texas refineries has been stalled, waiting for approval from the Obama administration since 2011. While running for re-election, Obama promised he would push that approval through promptly. It's now 2014. We're still waiting. Meanwhile, there are more and more horrific train wrecks because we have to carry oil on Warren Buffett's decrepit railroad instead of in relatively safe pipelines. One of his most important responsibilities is appointing judges. Harry Reid recently thumbed his nose at 200 years of Senate tradition to make sure the president's judicial nominees get approved. But the real problem is that Obama takes too long deciding who to nominate. That's why there's so many vacancies on the federal bench. When it comes to nominating someone to fill a district judge vacancy, Obama takes an average of 408 days. People need to be vetted, sure, but does it take more than a year? This isn't the first time the word lazy has been used to describe Barack Obama. Former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu once called the president lazy on national TV, and former Defense Secretary Robert Gates has a new book out this week, highly critical of the president's leadership style. Disengaged is a word that's often used. Maybe that's a more polite way of saying it. Bottom line, Barack Obama should never question anybody's work ethic because his own work ethic is abysmal. People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. That's today's dose of common sense.